Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. The Dagger Bitches. AKA 4DB Witty. It's that anti-hater music. Oh. Got me Shayla with
it. No, it's not just Shayla.
Say something,
it's Shayla Arabiosa Cruz. Get it right.
Alright. I think they're ready for this.
By now I thought you get it, but it's apparent you don't. I've been like, but look at them, they won't. Y'all are confused cats running through this maze like a lab rat. Doing anything but cheesing, that's a rat trap. You get that, I bet not, this world is filled with idiots. They saying, happy being ignorant. Sucking gunshots, cops, baby mama's bill collectors. Heads piling up, you grab the heat and down and do whatever. Looking for a nigga, slipping, catch a nigga, flash your cash. Run up in the trap house, gaffle up the whole stash real fast. Giving you a sample of what niggas do. Everybody for themselves. If they come and take
you, you can't give up, you must hold it
right
down. Cause there's too many haters, they all around.
I see them too.
Fuck them down,
okay.
You do what you do.
We got this, let's get them.
Just keep it real and always stay
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I'm only being with it, that's what I'm gonna do.
I wanna slap a dumb bitch for talking shit during a conversation, Samuel with it. Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulate. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland above a swarm, shit is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats, somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat, your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I may like it, then start asking. Because my background and credit's good, it's nothing. I could cop a Uzi, shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it
all
down.
Started a fool, now I'm a king with the crown jewel. Older new school, neither nigga got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in. Not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stop it. Should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside Witty gang, I represent. Everyone I know's a hustler. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you wanna sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.
Well, you think I got that crazy bitch out of my house?
told his friends I'm crazy. He said Luna was crazy.
You know what you should do? Kidnap and torture his ass. How about that? He's going around calling people crazy, or we going to show that nigga just who crazy?
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
That's right, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in right now, if you're listening to this later and you're downloading this later, this is officially Slap Sunday, so you already know what's up. Y'all about to listen to the top slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world, all right, right here on Bang Out Radio. And also, I got a new beauty of the week checking in tonight. We're going to see if my luck is any better, because, you know, I'm 0-2 so far this week as far as girls are supposed to be here and they weren't able to show, but I feel good about this one, so that one should be good, but let's handle business as we should. Straight out the gate, shouts out to the boss, Lady Topez and Shay, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, so thank you for creating this and then allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing, all right? So, again, for these independent artists and shit for me, because, like I said, I need this shit. and also, independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? I got 3 shows that play music, all right? So I will find a place for it in rotation. And again, if you get it in before Sunday, then it's going to be amongst the first songs played on the following Slap Sundays, all right? So I'm a man of my word, so make sure you get in your music. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spare a word about the show, to talk about the show, to let people know, you know, we're representing reality over here, we're representing realness, we're representing, you know, realness, what else? Just motherfuckers trying to do something with their life. You know what I mean? There's a lot of motherfuckers out there on that bullshit, and then I keep finding that nobody over here seems to be on that. So that's what we on. So we're giving you that place where you can provide a platform to be who you want to be, do what you got to do, be who you want to be, as long as you ain't on that other shit. You know what I mean? Don't bring that bullshit over here. So, but also, straight out the gate as well, while we're handling business, remember that Lavish Entertainment, Events Entertainment, is still booking artists to perform for October 25th. All right, it's at a new venue, the Stardust Club in Downey. All right, now this is for mostly people on the West Coast, or you can get to the West Coast, or if you're on this side of town, so make sure you check it out. You get a 10-minute set. It's a social network promotion, networking opportunity, and extra tickets can be made for can be given out for profit. All right, so that's for all the artists. So make sure that's at Lavish Events, ENT, for your slot to perform. So make sure you hit them up quick, because, I mean, slots do fill up quick. And make sure you're doing, you know, you follow through on what you say you're going to do. And all artists must be 21 and over, all right? Small pre-sale requirement to perform. Now, as far as everybody else goes, if you just want to get out there to network, if you're a model, you're looking for people, you know, maybe you want to get in the video out there, you're out there, you're a manager looking for other artists, you know, still come out. So, because it's everything indie, and again, it's presented by Lavish Events and Entertainment, a night dedicated to showcasing and supporting indie talent. Now, this is on Friday, October 25th, so you guys got a little bit of time for this, so mark it on your calendars, all right? It's from 9 to 2. Admission is $10 pre-sale and $15 at the door, so you might want to get your shit early, all right? And again, this is at the Stardust Club at 7634 Firestone Boulevard, Downey, California, 90241. Again, each artist gets a 10-minute set, and in between all the performances, they're going to be playing the top hip-hop and R&B in rotation, all right? So industry professionals will be in the building, so artists, get your network on. So this is for industry professionals, hip-hop heads, music lovers, artists, DJs, producers, promoters, booking agents, radio, magazines, couples, singles, networkers. Like I said, if you just need something to do, this is where you need to be, all right? So just come out, hang out, have a good time. And to perform at this or any future event, you know, you send your music in and your contact information to submissions@lavisheventsent.com, all right? Or if you have any more questions about the event, you could also hit inquiries@lavisheventsent.com, all right? All media contacts available. Again, website, www.lavisheventsent.com, Twitter, lavisheventsent, Facebook, lavisheventsent, and then email inquiries@lavisheventsent.com. All right, y'all, so let's get back into the new slappers, because this is, like I said, this is Slap Sundays. I got a lot of new music to get to, so we're going to start off with them them Jackson boys. All right, let's go.
Yeah. heart on the beat. I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got this super face and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got this super face and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. Let go. My faith is real high, unlimited. And guess what? I don't really care who ain't feeling it. I'm living this life like it's golden. Now I be living this life like I'm chosen. Dog, so let me get back on top, bitch. My faith so strong, you can't stop, bitch. Flow so hot, let's drop, bitch. Cause my Lord on top of it. Hopefully it's obvious and you can hear it clearly, man. I'm back up on my duty. My brother Ted is with me. You can't stop the shine. Cause the light come from Christ. And if you trying to ride, then you gotta be living right. Welcome as you walk and repent from your sins. Have faith that you are saved and get that Holy Spirit within. And if you say you got faith and you're always worrying, stressing about this and that, holding all your burdens in, that don't really make sense. You need to get your mind right. Give that way to Jesus and get back up on your grind. I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got this super faith and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got that super faith and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. Let go.
I'm so free, you know me. One half of DJB. You can call me T E to the Z. I represent my G-O-D. Get up on track and O-D. Yeah, something like Lil Cray. Man, I'm on that overdose. It got me feeling so great. But tell me why these people hate when I let my heart speak. If you don't wanna listen, you can kick rocks with your feet. Two fingers, I throw the piece. If you ain't with it, that's okay. Cause my focus on Christ and no one will get in my way. So I don't care what people say and I don't care what people do. If you ain't down with my Lord, then I don't really wanna talk to you. I just gotta keep it true. So I'ma tell you how it is. Sold it out to Jesus Christ and every day is how I live. I praise him with my rap skills. Cause my father gave me a gift. So when I get on the microphone, I gotta make it loud and clear. Yeah, I'm shining bright like a chandelier. And my light stay blinding every day of the year.
I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got this super face and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. I put my heart on the beat. I hope you feeling the words. Bump this in the street and play it loud in the church. Man, I got this super face and I put it to work. Flying high like an eagle because I'm free as a bird. Let go.
I'm guessing this is Devo, D-V-O. I mean, Natoma Slim featuring Devo. Smoke good. Let's get it.
Nigga, I smoke good every day. I probably live the life that you wish you could every day. Nigga, I smoke good every day. I probably live the life that you wish you could every day.
My girl smoking like she got blood clots. She a red bone. I call her Red Fox. She in my two-door trying to hot box. What she got, you only get from the best shops. Give you some shit that you never heard of. Hit it once, have you tripping over curves, bruh. That science nerd, Dr. Green Thumb. So many different strands, fuck a weed, man. She said she goes straight to the college grad. Give you a couple pounds of that granddad. need some help, she'll lend a hand. What she got is no less than a couple grand.
Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay.
She puffin' nose like the Oreos. She's black but act white, my Oreo. She been smoking this shit since a tadpole. A pro, she knows what's good though. She can get you what you may need. Her house is a forest, she got every tree. Believe me, I've seen, fuck the birds and the bees. Killer Kush, blue dream, moonlight dream queen. Hit it once, it'll make your lungs bleed. Hit it twice, you'll feel it in your knees. Hit it thrice, it'll make the blind see. Hit it more than that, rest in peace.
Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, 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 ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, 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 ay. Nigga,
yeah.
I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Nigga, I smoke good, ay,
shouldn't
you
have to speak on it?
Homie, I smoke good, AJ.
Burn it to the fingernails, so ain't no doobies in the tray. Stay with the flame and stay blaze. And it's been about a decade since I seen a sober day. Almost an OG, smoking on OZ's of OG Kush. Another for these books, dope rhymes and hooks I'm writing on it. Enlightened moments, an omen. Like music and Mary's my main components. I'm rolling up weed, I'm holding. It's shining like they golden, then broke it down. Open the swisher till I went and switched it to pace. Try hitting vapes, wasn't getting high enough. Supply straight from the grower and O to the older lobby.
Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I'm probably living life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay.
Thanks. Bang, bang. Let's go.
Pure facts. They say you're worth more when you're dead. Everybody love you when a bullet in your head. Bullet in your head. Lord know I tried. Fresh out that water like I got baptized. Look, look, look. Gotta make my presence known. Baritone. Footprints no longer selling stones. Versace skeleton. Gula. Time to feed these greedy cameras and these needy bammers. My homie squeezing hammers, blood on that graffiti canvas. This shit is pure, I check you niggas like a temperature. Sometimes don't know if I'm paranoid or I'm just insecure. I run these streets so my girl don't trust me when her not home. Misunderstandings damn near turned it into Sherlock Holmes. I don't blame her attitude like Kramer, far from famous. Fuck it, something came up, tried to shoot for the stars, they fucked my aim up. Made by ketchup, Lambo must have tamed that Ferrari relish. When your thoughts embellish, the fetish can make somebody jealous. No jack, but I'm on their heels. No middleman, no four-way deals. Head to trap as usual, packs of noodles, where's the gourmet meals? Better keep your burner close in case I run across you, Casa. Brother died, I felt like Simba when he lost me. Bang. Say you worth more when you're dead. Everybody love you when a bullet in your head. Bullet in your head. Lord know I tried. Fresh out that water like I got baptized. They say you worth more when you're dead. Everybody love you when a bullet in your head. Bullet in your head. Lord know I tried. Fresh out that water like I got baptized. Life I've been a fighter, flick your lighters, cannon diters, whole blocks, those top Miley Cyrus, bullets like Johnny Unitas. Guess your shooter got arthritis, brought the choir to the swamp, kept the alligators quiet, huh man? Lost some, I try to window, they think I'm bruh man. Counting winnings, payday, slide from ounces to shenanigans. Sweet connect, but I ain't trapped and I'm trying to dodge jail. Set up shots on your operation to a yard sale. My homie with the feds, he's an effing lunatic. They told me no money orders, our Western Union did. Cooling with a finance sister, she deep throating. Told her it's easy to spot a dipper on sheep's clothing. Wondering why we act a fool with them pumps, cuz. Copping tools, we ain't as cool as we once was. Cop some Pumas probably, then a new Bugatti. Shoot somebody, but don't worry, I'm Illuminati. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. They ain't gonna never see my vision. They say you worth more when you're dead. Everybody love you and a bullet in your head. Bullet in your head. Lord know I tried. Fresh out that water like I got baptized. They say you worth more when you're dead. Everybody love you and a bullet in your head. Bullet in your head. Lord know I tried. Fresh out that water like I got baptized.
That's right. Next up, Glory the Kid, Louis. Let's go.
Hey, man. Put some ice in my cup, man.
My man Louis came straight from Chicago. Been 6 months, I ain't seen him in a while. Said he got out, now he on that money route. Can't fuck with the old clique, man, they rat him out. Tony took his old bitch, made it to his new bitch. See, that was Louis Chip from the beginning. Cash rules everything, that's what she's reppin'. Pussy ain't free and she expensive. Now Nene breaking bread with police. So everything she heard, man, she told police. Every week, new hair, got something to wear.
I got a Louis bag and she got two.
Now let it in, know he above the radar. DA tagging him, AJPS's car. No foot soldier, kingpin or roster. Anything they do, now they plotting out to get him. Even his best man, he played the role of Judas. Tony getting mad, Louis cutting his percentage. But you can't blame Louis, cause Tony been slacking. That's why you don't mix friends with business.
He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that they got pounds of key. And I heard they rode it, so he got day. He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that they got pounds of key. And I heard they rode it, so he got day.
Nigga, please, if you knew Louis, he a G.
Word.
Tony too shitty, everyone said he creep. Nigga, please, you knew Nene, she about that green. Keep a tight circle, watch the company you keep. It's funny, Louis just think about retirement. Had one shipment, talking 50 million. Fucking with the Cubans, say that from Colombia. They want that pure white shine like crystal. Can't walk around naked, so he got his favorite pistol. Anything goes down in danger like mystical. So they met up, it was a setup. Everybody free, put your hands up. Tony wasn't there, so the nigga got late. By the time he got there, DA raided the place. As they handcuffed Louis, he's shaking his head. Like this nigga rat him out, and he want this nigga dead.
He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key. And I heard they rode it, so he got day. He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key. And I heard they rode it, so he got day.
Now little did he know, Nene told the feds. That's word of mouth, how she been copping bread. So half for the story, so she kept the rest. Put the work in the cash, head out of town to flip. Went down to Cali, smoking Cali buzz. Been gone for 4 months, came back feeling love. Took
up with Tony cause he running big things. Ran low on cash, about to do the same thing. Now Louis back out, now he about to roll out. Thinking he locked up, they don't know he back out. Waiting for the time, set the burger alarm. Locate the crib, find out where they live. Bullet to the dome, send his weak history. I guess a lullaby for your punk bitches. Got his revenge, found out where the safe is. After that many, never seen him since.
Said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key, and I heard they rolled it, so he got that. He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key, and I heard they rolled it, so he got that. He said, she said the same thing I heard. I heard his people talking rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key, and I heard they rolled it, so he got that. People starting rumors. Word on the street that he got pounds of key, and I heard they rolled it, so he got that heat.
Hold on. Setting traps for ghosts? No. Okay, here's the one part that really makes no sense to me. The first time you saw bloodstains on your underwear, were you alarmed?
Was I alarmed? Yes. I believe I was.
So then why do you just ignore it using something as stupid as Chipotle?
Chipotle, Kyle. And I'm not the one who uses it. My mom does. She does the laundry.
Your mom uses Chipotle to clean bloodstains out of your underwear.
Yes.
And then takes you to Chipotle and buys you more.
Yes, Kyle. It's totally normal. People do this stuff. You know? Not everyone can be the boy with the golden butthole.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Gotta get in the interview mode real quick. Hold on, let me sip some of this real quick. Hold on. Some of this vodka and orange juice right now, so you know I'm in a good mood. And we're going to bring in Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. It is my pleasure. Miss Jessica. Now, is it Jessica or Jesse? Which would you prefer?
I like Jesse instead.
Yes, Jesse. How you doing? Is it Alphonse? Or is it I just don't want to fuck up your name. I'm sorry.
it's Alphonse. Not with an F, but an L. But it is Alphonse.
Alphonse, yes, you got one of them names. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want it to, because it could have been something else in this day and age, you know. So I just wanted to make sure. Thanks, glad to finally have you in. Been trying to chase you around for a little while now. Everything's good on your end.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Glad to finally be in as well as you. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
That's good. Well, Jesse, first, I mean, I want to let you talk about yourself just a little bit, because I'm sure you can talk about yourself better than I can, since we officially don't have an interview. This will be my first ever Facebook interview that I'm going to base my interview off your Facebook. And, you know, I can't stand Facebook personally, but we're going to make it work. It's okay. That's what we do over here. We're going to make it work. So it's okay. So go ahead and just tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, basically, I was raised in Chicago, mostly in the suburbs. I do have other siblings, and I am the last child. I'm currently working right now. I want to pursue, like, my modeling career more, you know, elevate more. And
right.
As well, I want to do massage therapist, so, yeah.
Oh, massage therapy. See, trying to put your hands on me. I like that, though. That's good. No, I was curious, because, I mean, let's just have a look here, because, I mean, the one thing I don't like about Facebook is just that, because, you know, you just looking at your Facebook, you're like me. You don't put a lot of Facebook. You don't put a lot of shit on your Facebook, because, you know, who the fuck is out there. So I understand. Like, right
no,
here.
No, I don't
I'm not
like
telling you what school I go to, you creeper.
Positivity.
Like, what the
yeah. No, I totally agree.
So we have the freelance model thing. So how long have you been, like, freelance? Because, like you said, you got a job. So, I mean, you're obviously like the rest of us over here when it comes to independent stuff. It's kind of, you got to work the regular gig until you can take off on the thing you want to do.
Yeah, you definitely got some money in. Yeah, you definitely got to put some money in to work with the best. You know what I mean? And, you know, I personally want to work with the best, and that's what I want to do. And that's really why I got the job for, so I could actually save some money to work with the best photographers, the good designers, you know, et cetera, stuff like that.
Well,
and,
as you said, Oh, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I mean, you have to invest in your career because ain't nobody else going to do it, right? Basically, like, that's
correct.
That's what it is. If you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it.
I refuse to have a manager and stuff like that. I used to. Things didn't work out so well, so now I'm a freelance model, and there's nothing wrong with that. I prefer working on my own, getting my own stuff, and stress-free, drama-free.
Oh, yeah, sounds a lot better. I mean, and when you're working for yourself, you ain't got nobody to tell you what to do, make your own hours. You know, if something don't sound right to you, you can say, fuck you, I'm going home. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But, I mean, how long have you been in the modeling game? How long have you been doing it?
I've been off and on. I did a pageant when I was younger, around, like, I want to say, like, 19 or so when I did a pageant.
Okay.
And from there, I want to get into more pageants, and then after that, I did want to do some modeling. And I'm not going to lie, I did hesitate at first, but now I'm just more, you know, into it more as far as getting more pictures, photos, I mean, and working with different people, you know, just stuff like that. But it's like off and on. I can't really say it's been like a year or two, you know what I mean, because I've been off and on with it.
Now, but it is something that you basically want to pursue. Like, if the opportunity presents itself, is it one of these? Is it one of those things
like, you know,
I got to put everything else down and this is what I'm going to do and it's on? Like, if that opportunity does present itself for you?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, that's no hesitation whatsoever.
Okay, I definitely want to do something like that. See, I'm quoting you now because, like I said, that's what I got as a Facebook. Life is too short. Grudges are always perfect happiness. See, I'm sorry. I hold grudges, low key. I do. You don't hold grudges.
I used to. Actually, you know what? I used to hold grudges, and you know what? I realized it was a waste of time because it's building that anger in you that you don't honestly need. You know what I mean? And holding grudges is a waste of time.
You're letting that
person take that power over you. You know.
Well, just because you're holding the grudge doesn't technically mean you're angry. You just might not like that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you don't gotta like everybody, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's just what I'm saying. I don't mean like, nah, don't let that motherfucker bring down your day or anything. I agree with you with that, but you just, there are people you just don't like, right? They're just not.
I'm not gonna lie, there's people I don't like, and I just ignore them. I don't pay no mind to them because misery loves company, and I'm not competing to someone who loves, you know, misery or who loves that type of company or whatever it could be. And I'm the type of person where if you're negative or you're about drama, you know what? I'm not about that. I'm about trying to make it as far as succeeding,
reach
my goals. And I might have time for that.
Always forget. Wait, hold on. Let me see real quick. See, I'm quoting. Love what you got, and always remember what you had. Always forget. Learn from your mistakes, but never regret. Now, but always forget. Like I said, it's hard for me to forget anything. Like one of the main problems I have is when anybody does something to me. You know what I mean? Or you know, they do cross that line. You know, those people that cross that line. I can't forget that. You know. But you learn from those mistakes. I'm with you on that. But I mean, you just seem like a real like carefree person, and I love that about you and about people, because it's like there's just certain things I just can't let go sometimes. And it's good to hear that people just like.
I mean, there's certain things, there's certain things I don't tolerate. Like I don't like the fact that people lie to me about like petty stuff. I don't like liars. You know what I mean? But everybody lies. But it's just like the small things. You know what I mean? Like. Just like be upfront with me and just tell me what's up. You know what I mean? Don't lie to me. That's one thing that's really that irks me at times. Like you're
just lying.
I'm not gonna lie.
All right, now let's scroll down a little bit. Now, okay, now we're in your movie section. Look, I see a lot of Tyler Perry's. I see a lot of Jump the Broom, Love Jones. You be on that? Yeah, you a girl. You on that girly stuff, huh? Like,
I mean,
Where's the blood and guts? Look at this here, sparkle. Okay, such a girl. No.
I mean, my favorite movie is a Notebook. I mean, I do like certain scary movies to a extent, but I like romantic movies, you know? I like to cuddle. I like that romantic type of stuff, you know?
See, like the cuddle. But see, here's the funny part right now. Those are the movies you like, but then we scroll down to your TV shows, and then we got Courtney and Kim. And the basketball wise, mob wise, you know what I mean? It's like the total opposite.
I mean, it's entertaining. very entertaining.
Oh, man, you're one
know?
Of those people. I always wonder who are these people that keep these people
wrong.
On the air.
No, but don't get wrong. I like sports, too. I like to, you know, I like basketball. Don't get wrong. I do like basketball.
Oh, there we go.
Cool.
Okay.
I like
okay,
to
we'll
watch sports.
A
you know, I like to get comfy at times.
Who's your team?
The Bulls, of course.
The Bulls. Oh, you rolling with Rose and them,
yes.
Huh? So you waiting for Rose to
yeah,
come back?
Yeah, the Bulls.
You waiting, huh?
Basically.
Last year y'all didn't do too well. That's all right. We all had a bad year. LA,
you know,
I can't even talk
day,
to you. LA
day.
Didn't do nothing. Y'all praying for Derek to come back. Where's Derek? Where's he at?
Oh,
man.
Wow.
No, that's cool. Derek Rose is shit. He could ball, you know what I mean? But ever since Jordan, you know what I mean? It's a big shoes to fill. That's the house that Jordan built out there, you know? Like,
I mean, it's a legacy, you know what I mean? That's like a, you know, that's like, wow. You can't replace Jordan right there. I mean, ain't nobody gonna replace him, point blank, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, I don't care if you're Derrick Rose or whoever you are, you ain't gonna replace Jordan because that's like a legend right there, you know?
And this is also funny down here. Scroll down a little bit further. We scroll down to the interest. And then we got, of course, you know, modeling, acting, you know, photography. And then we come across this one, laughing at stupid bitches. I like to laugh at stupid bitches, too. When was the last time you laughed at a stupid bitch? When was the
you
last
know,
time
I
you laughed at what? And
what
was she doing?
You know, I haven't in a while. But you know what? When I do get a chance, I do be looking at them like, are you serious right now? Like, you know. Like, for real. I'm not with all that. Like, nowadays, it's like, you can't put your hands on people. You just don't silence, and that's going to make them, it's going to, like, bother them the most, you know?
That's going to make them put their hands on you, though, and then you got to whoop a nigga, you know what I mean?
Hell
like, no. Because I'm like that, too. I feel you, you know? It's just, why am I going to sit around? I mean, I need a real, true reason to fight, you know what I mean? I need a real, true reason,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You can say whatever you want, because people, I've heard, Eric, I've been cussed out, people have called me all kind of, like I said, you can say whatever you want, there's shit in my household that put me 10 times worse than whatever you can say to me, so that's not going to bother me, you know what I mean? As long as you don't cross that line, you don't endanger my personal well-being, my family, this, that, or whatever, you can make whatever threats, that, this, that, whoop, or whatever, and then all you doing
is
just talking.
I know, like, don't touch my man, don't do this, don't do that, and we good, you know what I mean? So don't cross that line.
But they out there, man. That's Slap Sundays. We deal with
they are out there.
Out there in the world.
It's unfortunately, it's really sad to know females are like that out there. It's just really unfortunate. But you know what? I don't pay no mind to it because I got better things to worry about and concern myself with. So I keep it moving.
And we just sit back and laugh and just ha ha.
Exactly.
That's what I do. That's my favorite thing to do is just sit back and laugh. That's just what I do is just sit back and laugh at dumb bitches because they provide moments. And moments of entertainment. Now, for those, there may be some ladies out there trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. I mean, what are some things they need to look out for? Because again, look, you know the modeling game. You know you have to work. You have to put in that time, that effort.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of
you
girls like to try to take that shortcut, or you know, they always try to look for that angle or something like that. You know, any words of advice you can give somebody out there that maybe you know some shit they may need to watch out for?
Yes, definitely. Basically, I would tell females to watch out for any person who's like a scam. When I mean scam, pay a lot of attention to what the person is saying and ask them as far as a photographer, how long you've been photographing for, you know, can I see your work? You know, you got to be legit. You got to have everything in writing. You just can't be like, oh, I'm going to take some photos and not have nothing in writing. If you really want to do this, you have to take it serious. And I mean, when I'm taking it serious, if you got kids or whatever the kids could be, no, I'm not saying, don't stop what you're doing, but at the same time, you need to be dedicated. If something you want to do, you got to be dedicated. You got to watch out for the people who are going to take your money, the scams, people who are going to run away with things that, you know, like money-wise. Just watch out. That's why my advice is to watch out.
I see. And there's a lot of – and it's funny because even sometimes, even when I do what I do for the show, like come through, holler at me, chill out, you know, and ask, you know, send me some pictures so we know what's up and I can do what I can. You know, I get cussed out by some people because they think I'm a fucking scammer. But it's funny because I have to realize that there are those people out there that are like that. But when they come at me like that, it pisses me off. But, I mean, on the other side, I understand where it comes from. But it's like, dad, because they be coming at me like – foul. And I'm like, you can go see my shows. You can go ask anybody. You know what I mean? Everybody who done came through ain't got nothing bad to say
yeah,
about me.
Yeah, I'm
so
like, Terry,
like,
you don't got to prove anything to anybody. My whole thing
yeah,
is
exactly,
do your research.
That's exactly how I feel. I
do your research.
You
know what I mean? Exactly. Do your research, and you'll find out for yourself. If you don't believe it, then you know what? You might, if someone wants to scan you from the past, you might have some little insecurity issues. Just do your research. Do your research when it comes to anything. Your music, if you want to be an artist, do your research on your music. Do your research on, like, your modeling. If you really want to do that, get serious about it. Traveling is required at times. That's if you want to do it. Money does have to come in at one point in a time. Like, if you want to work with certain people, yeah, you got to pay a certain amount of money. And it might be like, okay, a bill or $100 or whatever it can be. It might
be
like,
something.
That's nothing.
It's got to be
exactly.
Something. Well, Jesse, man, like I said, I don't want to keep you all night, but I mean, if you're available to hang out for the rest of the show, I'd love to have you, you know, talk to me about some of these topics I got coming up and everything, because you know, like I said, people is out here stupid, and all, and we can laugh at some people if you got time to laugh at some people with me.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah,
Uh-oh.
Definitely. That sounds great
with me.
Yeah,
that sounds real good. Jesse's hanging out. I love it when the beauties hang out. All right, y'all, we're gonna get back into the music real quick, because I still got some more slappers to get to. Because like I said, we got these independent artists. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, chilling the queue, press 1 to holler at me, and Jesse hanging out for the rest of the show, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. It's going to be a lovely night. Let's get it going. Be right back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
This shit remind me of some real old school, like late 70s, you know what I'm saying? I'ma just smooth it out. You know what I'm saying? Some pimp shit. Pimp type music. Feel me?
Turn me up a little bit. Got this loud in a doobie and your bitch throwing a fit. I'm surprised she ain't pregnant from the way she on my dick. Got her girlfriend's giggling. She asked me for a pic. She digs their swings. That's her favorite type of kick. Get missing with a G and we could fly without them shits. We can fly every day. 747 click. Join the Mile High Club. Got her singing like it's rent. I came to play. Can't ever sit me on a bench. Plus these bars so heavy. Probably end up breaking it. It's levels to these high rises. I'm a clutch shooter, I ain't got a bonfire. No nursery rhymes in my mind, but I'm a pie piper. And I'ma do this till I die, I'm a rhyme lifer. Get paid in full like Mekhi Phifer. And you better come correct up in my cypher.
There's some
film
psych music, underground thing. In the ground, I never lose it. Tilt the brim just in case I gotta prove it. Diamond in the back shit, film psych music. There's some film psych music.
Big pimpin' like Bunny C. Spittin' venom like Eminem, so you remember me. Rollin' doobies with groupies with bad intentions be. Get suspended in the air, I feel the chemistry. Got in her pants, she said, now you know the enemy. Can we all get along, at least be frenemies? She always hate when I'm gone with other tennis G. When I come home, we blow some strong and turn into some freaks. I'ma need a glass of wine and a pinky ring that shine. Chinchillas on my spine. Lay back and count this money, then get back out on the grind. Here until I wanna leave, but I never fall behind. I'ma stay at the top while you stay on the decline. I'm floating on a dream, I'ma see this on my mind. We can do this forever, baby, I got the time. Clean for no reason, ask me if I'm doing fine, I recline.
There's some film type music, underground king. In the crowd, I never lose it. Tilt the brim just in case I gotta prove it.
I'ma quote Jay-Z. Better roll up a doobie to this one. No blunts for this record. You know what I'm saying? NC to the UK. Gone.
Let the stars,
rest game, nigga. I did a little investment on to the next thing. Keep the flow right, pull up with your girl, guarantee it be a cold night. Everything I do is on site, you don't live twice, so I get my mind right. It's my time over time, yo, I ain't just a buzz. The boys pull me over, I'm just getting all the buzz. Roll out noise, other than me, the sun. I'ma get rich, off the back on the track. If we come with more money, I'ma show you where it's at. My team's on my back, that's automatic strap. Whole squad just shoot, I'm the only one that rap.
Up in the den. I told y'all I was coming. I told y'all. I need this right here. Hold up. Watch this. You can catch me really high up in the castle. Best kept secret of the world. Look, but you can't touch Dagger. He ain't no joke. And y'all couldn't see me even if he had a telescope. I like to post up, shine bright, no roof. But damn it, I'm a star. People wishing I shoot. If you follow me, I'll lead you to the promised land. But no one wants to grow up, so they're staying up in Neverland. So people want to watch, so people want to study me. So what components make the dagger be the person that he be? I ain't on the charts, no ends, no starts. They fucking with the day,
cause I'm in love with the dark, yeah.
Something like that, my talent isn't such a bowl. Burning up inside and all spontaneous, combustible. The closest you will ever get to me will be in
3D.
Told y'all I'm really high. Damn, pass that shit and watch your fingers.
I hope God hears me. I hope they forgive me. It's all I know. It's all I know.
Never understand my pressure, can't expect you to see my vision. Four time failing with ambition to keep my ass up out of prison. I sat down for 7 months and still cried when he came to visit. So for that, I left the streets and with this music so consistent. I broke my mama's heart when I got kicked out of the Navy. Probably broke her heart again when I had all these damn children. Made a promise that I got you, though I'm staring at this ceiling. Got a plan under my dreads, what's in my head worth multi-millions. If persistence is the key, who you know consistent is me. Been on the scene doing my thing since 2003. And I remember it was all a dream. I used to watch videos on the screen, now my face on magazines.
For the fame, ain't by the chain, I want the rain. Sacrifice my happiness so that the world will feel my pain. If you hate me for my name, then be ashamed, cause you're a lame. Gotta love my ambition, before I'm gone, I'll die a cane. I hope God hears me. I hope they forgive me. It's all I know. It's all I know.
My foreign from Argentina, Latina with no problema. She just zizzizzizzizzizzizzizzizz. Need a little eczema. You jump up over the money, I ground ball and dive right in it. While you stay thinking about spending by night, and I'll make a million. Bitch, I'm head of my team, in the body hold strong. Learn to be a great leader, not follow a stretch long. Tip, head, every so bossy in my Versace. So confident, kinda cocky, can blind me with paparazzi. My bouncer gon' need some bounce. These bitches be on me tough. My dick was in a bitch pussy. Her friend was sucking my nuts. But I'm a winner. So who's to blame, me or her? Me for being a champ or her for being a slut?
I'm on red bottles while cooling out in the VIP. Probation pulling me down with pistols feeling like chip. Ashton is my first name, Martin is my last. Use every breath like my last. My old hoe pissed in my past. Buckets and more with bottles while cooling out in the VIP. Probation pulling me down with pistols feeling like chip. Ashton is my first name, Martin is my last. Use every breath like my last. My old hoe pissed in my past. When I'm gone and leave this earth, I hope you remember my name.
They had hoes before the fame, ain't by the chain, I want the rain. Sacrifice my happiness so that the world will feel my pain. If you hate me for my name, then be ashamed, cause you're a lame. Gotta love my ambition, before I'm gone, I'll die in pain.
I hope God hears me. I hope things forgive me.
How many of you don't trap something different than, like, diplomacy for a change?
Man, just snatch him up, and if the nigga don't have a chain on him, get to regulating him and make him tell you where it at.
Now, what I want you to do is think. Just think. These two grapes is your two little itty-bitty kitty testicles. Where is the chain?
I don't know. I swear to God.
Don't swear to God. I talk to God all the time, and God happens to be the one that told me to torture your ass, you lying, stealing mother. You gonna tell me where that chain is? I know that.
Ed, can I talk to you outside? Please.
Look at my face. Look at it. I'm gonna crush your little kitty penis with this hammer when I get back. If you don't tell me where that chain is at.
Neil, Ed.
No.
That's the wrong kid, Ed. I told you to grab Butch Magnus. 5'4", 130 pounds.
Well, how was I supposed to know that was the wrong kid?
I gave you a picture, man. How hard is it to grab the right kid, Ed?
You told me to grab a kid. I grab the kid. You don't like the way I do it? Then do your own kidnap. You know what? That's your only freebie. You want me to kidnap anybody else? You paying top dollar.
That's not fair. You grabbed the wrong kid.
Tough titty. My bad. You go ahead and leave. What the f*** you looking all scared for, huh? I said you was free to go, right? Which part of my bad do you not understand? Oh, so now you want to make this a whole big f***ing thing, huh?
Okay, enough, man.
Nah, I'm sick of this trying to squash it, right? And this bitch-ass motherfucker still acting like he hurt. I ain't even touched this motherfucker yet. I ain't even brushed past you yet. I ain't even made eye contact with your punk ass. Yeah, come on over here. I'll give your bitch-ass something to cry about.
Yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, The Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yo, we back. Slap Sunday's a dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio, reality reality radio. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, it's chilling the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me. Jesse, we still good?
Yes, I am.
Ah, yes, good. Dagger News Beauty of the Week, Miss Jesse, hanging out with us today, Alphonse. But first thing I want to get into today, man, Jesse, and then I don't know, and then you're from Chicago, right? Born and raised Chicago, right?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. Yes, I am.
All right. So, you know all about pimps and shit out there, right? Y'all got, is that like Pimp Central out there, Pimp Zones kind of shit, or there's like a pimp section out there or whatever, right?
I mean.
Am I not mistaken?
Yeah, I mean, they do what they do, but hey, I'm.
No, I'm asking because this is the story I want to get into. I just want to make sure because there's this dude out here. I don't know if anybody sees it. Now I don't do a lot of promoting, but I let people know where to go find shit that I be talking about because I want people to understand what I'm talking about. So if you go check out www.johntv, if you ever heard about that, have you heard about this, Jesse? Do you know what this is? See, I thought
no,
this,
I
it's kind of old, but
haven't.
I just came across it now. Apparently, there is an old white man that takes it upon himself to basically stalk, in my opinion, he's stalking them, but he watches hookers. He's watching hookers. He's sitting in his car all day, and he's, like, watching hookers with his video camera, you know, basically like the police, right? But this is just a regular citizen. He's sitting around watching hookers. Now, when the hookers get their dates or whatever or something like that, and the John comes up, the hooker hops in the car, and they go pull off to wherever they're going to pull off to, he follows the car. He follows them in his with his video camera, follows the car, and when they pull over and get to what they're about to do, he goes, parks his car, like, somewhere else, like, you know, around the corner where they don't see him or anything like that. He gets out of the car with his camera and everything, gets out of his car, and walks up on the car while they doing what they doing and either and always like either just walks up on the car and just puts the camera all in the car or this motherfucker be popping up and open the people's doors and have their doors wide open like what are you doing? What are you doing back here?
Wow.
Straight busting these people with their prostitutes and shit. Now I'm always on the fence about certain things, you know. I'm always on the fence. I can always see both sides of things. That's just my curse. I can never really pick a side because I can see both sides. But with this, it's like, well, number one, do you really got nothing else to do with your life? I mean, as far as the guy out here catching prostitutes, I mean, really nothing else to do? Nothing? Like,
it sounds really creepy, you know. It really does. It sounds like freak.
And this is what I've also said. So because he's stalking prostitutes or whatever, that they'll make it no better. I mean, it's still stalking. It's like an old man sitting in his car with a fucking video camera, like spying on women. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because they prostitutes or because he's busting people, then
I mean,
it's okay.
If he wants to get into that, like, whatever, if he wants to get into something like that, then okay then, but you don't do it like that. I mean, that's, like, really creepy.
And he's an actual, like I said, just a regular pedestrian. He's like, man, I just got tired. I'm just trying to bring awareness and did it, this, that, and did it, you know, trying to be like he's Superman of the hood or something like that or whatever. Just some old white dude, and I swear to God. See, I think this is in Oklahoma. It was in Oklahoma. At least from what I saw, they was doing this in Oklahoma. So I guess this kind of shit can only happen in the country. I swear anybody run up on the, you know, you can't just run up on cars in the city in L.A.
You
probably can't just run up on a car in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I know that shit ain't probably about to pop off in the city. But, I mean, he's all up in these people's cars. Like, I don't know. I mean, and I guess what he feels in the day and age that we're living in, he feels he's safe behind that camera because if somebody were to shoot his ass or do this, that, or whatever, something, you know, he feels
it'll
he
be
feels
on camera. Yeah.
It's on camera, and he feels by now he's well-known enough where if something were to happen, that would be the first place they look, blase, this, that, or whatever. But still, it's like, and then on the other side of things, like I said, I've begun to have a new respect for the pimp game because, like I said, and the hoes and everything like that. Because, again, we don't judge people here. We don't judge people.
I mean,
right,
no,
cause it's
I'm not
a,
judging anybody.
No, we're not, but I'm just going to be saying that.
Time, like,
I mean, people do what they got to do, but what we're saying is it's like, why are you fucking up they shit? Because, like Jesse, like I said, you work hard, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing what you want to do to pursue your goals. That's what you chose to do, and that's your choice. Some people don't want to work. Some people don't want to do this. Some people don't want to do that. They want to take the easy way. That's fine, too. If that's the choice, if that's your road that you want to take, blase, this, that, or whatever. So it's fine by me. I don't care. My thing is, it's like, okay, if that's what you choose to do, and that's how they get their money, and they work, and they ain't really doing it. It's like one of those necessary evils. You know how long prostitution been around. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that's never going to go nowhere. And then who are they really harming? She's making some money, dude busting a nut. Who's really being harmed in the whole situation? For you to be out here, like, on some,
just be
look,
safe,
what are
you
doing? You
know, that's
the
only thing, you know? That's all my whole thing is, like, be safe, you know? If you're going to do something like that, just be safe, like, for real.
But one thing that did make me chuckle a little bit. I don't know how I felt about that, because there was one scene on one of his videos where he showed it where it was like, two cars are parked. You know how you're in a regular parking lot, but it was at a park, and, you know, there's just, you know, slots to park, right? So there was one guy pulled up there, and then there was, like, two slots over. There was a lady in the car with, like, two kids in the car or whatever, but the dude was over there getting head from a prostitute, like, two spaces over. I could kind of understand that one. You know, he could have picked a better spot. But some of these people be way in the cut. You know what I mean? They find they cuts like, you know, they ain't bothering nobody. Like, you know what I mean? He be all, like, hopping, he be hopping walls and shit to try to get to these people. Like, hold on, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow.
What the fuck are you doing? It's just the extra shit is unnecessary. It's like you're going out of your way. But then you also see how the cameras are saving people. That's what I mean. Because like I said, if it wasn't for that camera, you'd probably get his ass beat. But then somebody whoops his ass, then it's on camera. Then on top of your prostitution, because then this is the ultimate snitch. Not on top of getting the videotape and everything, right? Videotaping people, he's taking down their license plates. This, that, whoop, whatever, and then takes all the footage straight to the police station. Like, yo, this guy, his license plate, did it, you know, and he's sitting there on the camera like, now, if the police do their job, that's supposed to be, like, a felony because he's within 1,000 miles of a school and church zone, da-da-da. Like, oh, he was just the ultimate snitch in all shape, ways, and
forms. I was just
going to
say something like that. Definitely a snitch. I don't like no snitch. Like
God. Like, you going out of your way to just super snitch. Like, da-da-da-da. Super snitch. Like, God.
Oh, my goodness. It's too much.
Yeah, it's way too much. You ain't got nothing better. It's just some old white dude. Look like a fake-ass Mr. Rogers. You know what I mean? Living his little sweater and shit. Like, just make me mad. Just look like you want to punch him. Like, damn, mind.
Hell no.
Mind your fucking business. There was one, though. He put up on one. It was funny. He put up on one guy. And girl was on him. Like, he didn't even get out the driver's seat. He just pulled his pants down, and she, like, crawled on top in front of, you know, the steering wheel, you know, froggy type shit. And he pulled up, opened the door or whatever, like, oh, shit. Like, did it? Dude didn't even pull up his pants. Girl didn't move or anything. He was just reaching for the thing to put the car in reverse. Like, he was just reaching for it. Like, then he got it in reverse. But since the girl was on him, on top of him and he couldn't really get to the steering wheel properly, he, like, fucked up the side of his car and tried to get down this little alley he was in and everything. That was kind of funny, so. But
it sounds kind of funny, low-key.
It's funny to look at. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the prostitute because, again, this dude right here, he's just doing way too much. Like, that's just too much. People already.
I mean, let them do their job.
Like, you know, I mean, that's what the police are for. What the fuck, you know, it's always a good Samaritan. It's like it's not like nobody's out there raping children. You know what I mean? It's not like, why aren't you spying on drug dealers and shit? Why aren't you spying on crackheads that's robbing people for their kids and shit? You know, leave prostitutes alone. Like, I just let them.
That's just, like, too much. Do something else better. You know what I mean? Let them do their job. Like, that's their job to do, not his job. It's like, do you have anything else better to do? Like, seriously?
They don't.
Happened to, like, his job or something?
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
Here we go, Jesse. We're about to get into Dagger's double play real quick. First off, because like I said, Dagger's been in the lab himself in the music. Because like I said, people forget that I do this music shit as well, not just a DJ. So I got two brand new tracks right here. One is already completely done, and then I'm going to explain the second one a little bit to people because I'm going to need a favor from the Bang Out Radio people on the next one, all right? So we're going to let this first one go. Jesse hanging out with us tonight. Oh, it's a good night. It's a good night so far. I still got more drinks now. Hold on. I got to... Jesse, do you drink? Or when you go out, are you so
drinking? I do drink, but I don't want to drink outside, like go out and drink. I just don't want
you
to, you know.
So what do you sip on though? When you chilling, relaxing, watching, you know, Love
that
Jones,
Henny,
one of your girly movies
Henny,
and stuff.
Henny, of course, Henny.
Ooh.
Or
Henny, you know, you're a girl saying that, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, see, like, man, I'm on my hand dog and dog, like.
Does calm me down. I mean, I was thinking about getting a bottle today, but I was like, I don't want to sit by myself. So I was like, you know, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to even go and get it. You know, something that's serious.
You know, y'all, see, don't never doubt yourself, Jesse. You could have been over here drinking with me. We would have been chilling. You know what I mean? We good. You know what I'm saying? But all right, so we got some more stories. We'll be right back. Like I said, Jesse Alphonse hanging out at Dax News Beauty of the Week. Make sure you still want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue, press 1 to holler out his Dagger. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. World premiere right here. Let's get it.
Aw, shit. Here we go. I told y'all about this anti-hater music. Y'all ain't ready for this. The Dagger, bitches. L.A. West Coast all day. That's right. A.K.A. Fogey B. Witty. They don't know nothing about this. They don't know. We about to show them, all right? I love it. Yo, let's go. They not.
Oh, shit.
So, I don't know
this how we doing it.
Yeah.
This how y'all doing it on
this
show.
All
right. I got y'all.
We got them. We got them.
We jumping, nigga?
Yeah.
Y'all know how we get down over here on the west side, right?
Yeah.
The Dagger, bitch.
I'm tired of these niggas out here thinking they untouchable, like I'ma let the shit slide. What am I, a hustler boy? You think that you can do whatever? Never, nigga, fuck with you. And bitches think they niggas now.
Does that mean I can hit them?
Y'all never know what Dagger do. I'm swinging hard at every pitch. Wayne Brady with it.
Does a Dagger have to slap a bitch?
Toss her body in a ditch. Take the piss up on a grave.
Texas on the spirit.
She should've never disobeyed. See the way I treat a bitch, and bitch niggas get it worse. Looking for my first body. Why you think I drive a hearse? I hate his thirsts, never quit. Blood sucking wall crawlers, hunting every hater down.
Blade with it.
Aliens is 40B, I'm with it, watch me execute. I'm so high, I fly and skydive without a parachute. West Coast representative, I'm killing beats and kill them off. And Dagger pulls the hammer, puts the
final nail into your coffin.
That's right, yeah, we ain't done yet. I told y'all, I'm jumping niggas out here on the West Coast on this. I brought my nigga with me. Yeah, had to show y'all something real quick. Hey, Seth, Jay, man, get over here real quick, man. We're stomping niggas out over here on the West Coast, man. We gotta show them how we do this, all right? Now look, don't hold nothing back, all right? Fuck these niggas out here, all right? Let's go.
You
could touch us by my face, that bitch, I ain't nothing nice. Go against me, go ahead and gamble with your fucking life. West side, had to say it fucking twice. 100 grand, nigga, got no time for the pussy shit. Go fast tracks in the lab, you know I'm cooking. Bitches wishing that I wouldn't, but the proof is in the pudding. Just do what they wouldn't, I'm just doing what they wouldn't. Just a young nigga up in the hood like Cuba Gooding. Bitches get fucked, I just do this shit for record's sake. Hoes claiming they will, they set you up, but it ain't no mistake. Backstab your ass quick and now they smiling in your face. A disgrace to see most of your dogs turning into snakes. Try me, get bodies till dagger bring me yellow state. Down here we don't fake, fuck boy, you never straight. Haters still trying to throw salt on a nigga, but guess what? These hoes, they fuck with a nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, 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 wait. Wait, no, 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 no. We still ain't done yet. I told y'all we ain't done, man. You know how we do over here on the West Coast, man. That nigga still moving. That nigga still moving. He's still creeping and crawling. Fuck that. I'm about to chop this nigga to the ground real quick, alright? Y'all thought it was over? We don't stop until the nigga stop moving, alright? Let's go.
Intelligence, I got it. If you got beef, don't start it. Keep it to yourself. Sound stupid like an alcoholic. Dagger this, dagger that. Dagger's whack, can't rap. Tell your lies, cause anyone that hurt me ain't believing that. Stating facts on every track, the people love my dialogue. Dagger fucks bitches while you jacking off in catalogs. Lover, not a fighter, bitches in my bed. Pocket bread. I don't like to fight, cause I ain't stopping
till somebody get it.
Rage, I feel it never stop. Sure, you wanna light the fuse. Whoop your ass so bad, they must report it.
We got breaking news.
And when I do my interview, I tell the truth, don't gotta lie.
Why you do that to him?
Had to make that nigga realize. Never judge a book by cover. Never underestimate a brother who ain't like no other. Favorite word? Stop the hate, congratulate. You see a hater, stop him out. It's Friday, so I'm smoking with you.
You got the fuck out.
Yeah, real quick. Jesse, I know. You gotta go. I understand. It's okay. But real quick, go ahead. I want you to have any shout outs you want to. Yeah, can you hear me? Jesse.
Hello. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. No, you're good now. Like I said, I know you got to get ready to get out of here and everything, so I just wanted to make sure you're able to, like, any shout-outs you want to give real quick again, let people know where they can find you, your Facebooks, links, anything like that, let them know real quick, because you never know.
Definitely, you can just look up my name, Jesse D'Amato. That's, like, the quickest link, because you're going to find two of my pages, my Facebook page as well as my modeling page. I do have other links, but I don't remember it by heart, like, I'm on mental. I don't remember how, but Facebook, you can definitely reach me through Facebook, and I'll give you more information on that.
Okay, no problem. No shout-outs you want to give anybody out there maybe listening or anything like that real quick as well?
No shout-outs. Nah. I usually don't.
Well, no problem. Well, like I said, next time, Jesse, like I said, you're always welcome to come through. Like I said, Sunday, Wednesday nights, any of my shows, if I'm on and you ain't got nothing else going on, like I said, you got the number, holler, come through. Keep us updated on what's going on and let us know what's going on so we can support and everything too, all right?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
No problem. Thank you, Jesse, for hanging out. Like I said, anytime.
Okay, then. Have a good one.
All right. Holler at you later. And then again, real quick, we're getting this second part of Dagger's Double Play. I want Bang Out Radio to listen real quick because, again, I'm asking for a favor. And especially on this track coming up, because I want y'all to understand, I'm really digging this track personally. You know, there come times when I come across shit that I write and that I actually do. It's like, oh, this shit right here is going to be right. So basically, when I recorded it, I had a vision of having to sing. I need a singer on this. Now, I had somebody that I was going to put on the song, but he missed two sessions, and again, I'm not saying that in a bad way because, again, I'm asking for a favor. I wasn't going to be able to pay him. He was making his money doing other things or whatever, so it is what it is. But at the same time, Dagger doesn't like to wait, you know. So what I'm also going to do is I'm going to open this up to the Bang Out Radio people. So when you listen to this, like I said, the verses are done. The hook is just a rough foundation of what I would want the hook to sound like. Again, what I'm looking for, and I really want a male singer on this personally, I want somebody that's going to take that and create something fantastic. Like I said, I got the foundation for it, but any true singer is going to hear what I'm trying to do or where I'm trying to go with this and will be able to put their touches on it. Because, again, even if I got away from my boy to come to the studio, I know he's going to rip it when he gets there. But, again, if something gets done beforehand, before he gets there, somebody wants to slot and wants to take it, then I'm open to that as well. So after you listen to this, if you feel you can do something to it, if you want the instrumental, if you want the song, however you're going to cut it down on your end, whoever gets it to me first, we can get it done as well, all right? Either way. So, again, this is not done, and this is the only time you're going to hear it, all right? I'm only extending this out once. So if you're listening tonight or you listen to this show, then, like I said, you got first cracks at this, all right?
Yeah, this that anti-hater music right here. Y'all already know. The Dagger, a.k.a. 4DB with it. And, you know,
I don't know what to keep saying, what to keep doing, how to keep showing y'all how shit goes down out here. But I'm gonna do what I have to do. I'm gonna do what I know I gotta do, alright? So look, when I open my eyes, I know God has let me see another day. My life is burning, motherfuckers treat me like an ashtray. Ain't putting nothing past me, I got the skills and let them show. I work so hard to be the best, but won't nobody ever know. The way I kill the mic and show, the hoes that I be ducking, dodging family time. The pain I felt was paralyzed. I learned to walk again, started wiggling my big toe. I'm on the loose to run the wild, something like an animal. All I wanna do is eat, I smell the beef, shit, and track. The only nigga dropping shit where people want a piece of that. Here you go, I got enough to serve the whole community. If people don't have loyalty, there will never be no unity. Wait, gotta take it back, loyalty don't mean shit. Hanging with the, fucking with the, we're all the man of honor. A lot of stupid niggas, bitches sell they pussy and they feelin' to the highest bidder. And I ain't paying for it, one girl that got her on, you bitches on the kitty shit. But they don't ever listen, 40B, they know I'm with it. Turn me up until you wanna fuck and then I might hit it.
Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? Wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay blow. Why won't they leave me alone? Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? I wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay blow. Why can't they leave me alone?
I'm a strategist, do hurting pain and silvices. Black Santa Claus, bad bitches on my naughty list. And they ain't getting just, I couldn't tell. Now you wanna deck my halls, try to make my jingles bell. Oh well, had the chance, now it's over, get it through. Now I do what Pac do, staring through my rear view. So many people left behind the choices that they chose to make. I'm too real to deal with fakes who's living every day to hate. Life is like a lemon day, line them up, strike them out. Find out what they really about, wear it out. But I don't take them out, I take them out. Got my weapon, bust my nut, and Nick Cage with it. I had to learn my lesson, see the game from different angles. Now I'm sold off the chain, bitches call me West Side Rider with my heater and a dirty fro. And I ain't doing what I'm doing just so I can buy a hoe.
Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? Wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay float. Why won't they leave me alone? Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? I wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay float. Why can't they leave me alone?
Every day I'm realizing people, they ain't even trying. No more crying, I just stay, so I think I'm flying. I'm never coming down, I look around and say, for what? All I see is, but up here I'm untouched. My tracks are, yeah, get with it, let me in. If you don't show respect, it, get a step in it. That was a little Martin, I've seen a lot of shows. Now Trayvon Martin got killed, they let the killer go. And then they wonder why I'd rather watch the Family Guy. Cause when I'm off this, I'd rather laugh, you'd rather cry. Check the news, somebody died. Politicians tell them lies. I'd rather chill in South Park and shed a tear when Kenny died. Told you all, I'm rising high, step correct, step aside. I ain't scared of death, it doesn't mean I'm in a rush to die. Y'all niggas go ahead and all you bitches go and get it. Everybody got a life, but you the one that gotta live.
Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? Wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay blow. Why won't they leave me alone? Am I gonna make it? I don't know. Should I keep it going or should I just let it go? I wanna keep it simple, I wanna stay blow. Why can't they leave me alone?
You ever seen that show, Cops? I was watching it one time, and there was this cop on. He was talking about this gunfight he had in the hallway with this guy, right? And he just unloaded on this guy, and nothing happened. He didn't hit nothing. Okay, it was just him and this guy. I mean, you know, it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man, go walk with a shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide fucking open.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it, dude.
I said, don't do that.
Hey, you know, why are you fucking freaking out on us?
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today. I'm through.
Well, why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he laughs his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped it?
What's happening?
Oh, man.
Shit, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I see some crazy-ass shit in my time, but this...
Chill out, man. I told you it was an accident. You probably...
he went over a bump or something.
Hey, the car ain't hit no motherfucking bump.
Hey, look, man, I didn't mean to shoot the son of a bitch. The gun went off. I don't know why.
Well, look at this fucking mess, man. We're on a city street in broad daylight here.
Believe it, man.
Well, believe it now, motherfucker. We gotta get this car off the road. You know, cops tend to know this shit like you're driving a car. Vincent, fucking blood.
Just take it to a friendly place. That's all.
This is the valley, Vincent. Marcellus ain't got no friendly places
in
the valley.
Well, dude, take my fucking town, man.
Shit.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give up the show on or not. Go ahead, my
sister.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where it need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Light one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell who gave me that. I stole his fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared. Now she never wanna leave. She never wanna leave.
Yeah, we back. Slap Sunday's Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, hanging out by myself now, so it's cool, though. You know, I'm used to being by myself. I always figure I'm going to end up by myself anyway, so it's okay. But as far as everybody goes listening, we all still here, so everything's all good. Remember, you can still call in 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Now, I got two stories I'm going to get into. I don't know if I'm doing back-to-back or if I'm going to put some music in between, but Facebook is getting fucking ridiculous. The shit that's going on over Facebook and through Facebook and everything like that, it's just amazing to me how something as simple as a website can become or be involved in so much. You know, Facebook's around anything. You know, any game I play on my phone, it's like, do you want to link to Facebook? Do you want to share your news story on Facebook? Twitter? It's just amazing how all it is a website. That's all it is. It's a website. And it's everywhere, all over the world. But it's getting out of hand when shit like this happens. Now, when a Facebook user kills a man for commenting on his girlfriend's pictures, shit's getting the fuck out of hand. You know what I mean? Already people getting beat up over Twitter, shot over Twitter, everything like that. It's like, I can't make this shit up. All right? Now, this has been one of the most bizarre stories, all right? Now, according to reports, a 20-year-old man named Antoine Martin was arrested in Oklahoma City. And what is going on with Oklahoma? Do they got nothing else to do in Oklahoma? For allegedly killing a Facebook user who commented on his girlfriend's profile picture. So what was the comment that cost 48-year-old Edmund James Tyree his life? News OK reports he wrote, "Damn," under the photo of Martin's girlfriend wearing a bikini. That's it, over the word "damn." I say damn to bitches all the damn time over their pictures. It'd be like, damn. I just said damn earlier today, I think. Are you serious? Of his girlfriend wearing a bikini. This is a perfect example of some of the ridiculous reasons people kill for. You know, well, that's true anyway. You know, people just find any stupid reason to just do something, I guess. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater said, let's see, during an interview, Martin acknowledged having words with the deceased victim about his comments made about the bathing suit photo. Oklahoma City Police Detective Ryan Porter wrote in a court affidavit. The woman was identified in the court affidavit as Chandra Perkins. And y'all can probably look up these people. If you look up these names, see if you can find them on Facebook. She posted a photo in June writing, "Me on my way swimming." All right. Now, using an obscenity, Martin angrily asked online what Tyree meant by his damn comment, Perkins' Facebook page shows. Martin also wounded Michael Joe Hale, Tyree's visiting friend. Hale positively identified Martin as the shooter for the police, ironically through Facebook. So he identified somebody through Facebook as well. It's like, are we ever going to be leaving our houses in the future or anything like that? Is everything going to be done through Facebook? People going to get arrested through Facebook? This, that, all kind of shit. Like, I don't understand. This is what I mean. Facebook has too much fucking power right now. I don't know what y'all are doing. This is like the machines taking over the world. Y'all see the Terminator shit going down already? Don't let the machines take over. You know, it was pure dumb luck that he had his picture on a Facebook page, he said during an interview with the Oklahoman. Hale said the shooter did not say anything to Tyree before pulling the trigger. James told the guy twice, "I know you." Hale also said, "Hale, 48, is a disabled Iraq war veteran, believes the shooter had one or two accomplices." Hale recalled, "One guy said the shooter, 'What's taking so long? Hurry up and pop that cap. Hurry up and pop a cap in his ass.' Detectives still are investigating the shooting in an effort to identify other suspects." Motherfuckers getting popped over Facebook, y'all. Has too much power. Has too much power. Let's see who's on the phone line. Straight up to 225-7964. You got Dagger. What it do?
What up, man? It's Esther, nigga.
Hey, what it do, Esther, man? How you feeling?
Yeah, cool, man. I've been, you know, standing in the studio, bro. I'm in the studio now, bro. You know, trying to get it in, man.
As you should, man. Yeah, always, man. Got to stay up in there, man. So I'm going to have something new in my mailbox by next week then, right?
Man, you can have it by tonight, man.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to squeeze it in, man. I got like 30, 45 minutes, man. You can try. We can still get it in there, maybe.
I did a remix to that dumb shit, man. I got my nigga Boosie producer on that thing, man. That bitch retarded, bro. All in the club. All
right. Well, here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to let the original play. So as soon as I get that remix, they already know what the remix is. So here you go right here, man. Lil Esther featured Craig Lyon, man. Dumb shit. Let's get it. Slap Sunday.
Trapaholics. This is a certified hood classic. This is a certified hood classic.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
If I ain't got no bullets, I'ma beat you with a hammer. Dumb shit, dumb shit. I was staying over you. Blood on the screen, buzz brains, it was new to suit. Fucking right,
damn,
I ain't a nigga,
son,
you should play
you
with. On that dumb shit, boy, is what I stay with. Yeah, bitch, come and see retarded. My nigga got a 9, he be clutching in the 40. Dumb shit, you know, I be on that method shit. So tell that method bitch, I got some messy in my dresser, bitch. I be in the streets, you ain't gotta look for me.
Son, where'd you find this?
You know how to pop it off.
This is a certified hood classic.
You know Robin Call. Dumb shit, dumb shit. You know that is dumb shit. Dumb shit, dumb shit. You know that is dumb shit. You ain't stupid. You know how to pop it off. We could get it in the road. You know Robin Call. Dumb shit, dumb shit. You know that is dumb shit. Dumb shit, dumb shit. You know that is dumb shit.
I be on that dumb shit. You better get it right. We can take it to the guns or we can fist fight. Talking up a shit. Just for that, I got a hit on this whole clip, bitch. Now I'm slipping, I be thugging with my nigga naughty. Drawing out my hood, clutching on a 40. Fake ass nigga, scary ass nigga. Stunning with that, I ain't never pop you.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Talk, you better get it straight. My niggas want that murder shit. Out the gate. Look, nigga, keep my name out your fucking mouth.
Send them killers while you say that shit with you a foe.
You ain't stupid, you know how to pop it off. We can get it in the roll, you know blocking calls. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit.
Me on the
you ain't stupid, you know how to pop it off. We can get it in the roll, you know blocking calls. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
Yeah. This that shit. This that 90 miles an hour shit. Top down on a 101. 4 a.m., nigga.
4 a.m., nigga.
Bomb squad.
Bomb squad. Bomb squad.
Down in the wind. In the wind, make a little paper that belong in the wind, throw it in the air that belong in the wind, little bit of this, little bit of that, little bit of change, I'm a little bit of crack, told him if I lose it, I'ma gon' get it back, but if I get it back, I'ma fix it for the half, red light, nigga mind the goddamn business, that green light, and I never give a fuck about no witness,
your team might,
I'ma switch lanes in that old smoke, if I cock back on that 4-4, I'ma trap niggas, low low, ask about me, low snow, say them hoes wanna kick it like Bolo, ran through and I still wanna get a solo, I ain't trippin' on cause it ain't loco, coming through in about an hour, in the state push, nigga money in the power, pocket full of cash, drop full of sour, nigga I'm gone, to the third power, gone.
Down in the wind, yeah, got down in the wind, pushing that Apollo up along in the bins, thinking about the pen, how long it was in, gone in the wind, yeah, gone in the wind, yeah, got down in the wind, yeah, down in the wind,
yeah, gone in the wind, try to live right, but I'm born in the sin, got a chick on my team right now, hustle hard, make money, cause you know I'm the shit, what they know about this, never sweat a hoe, but I know that it is, finna run my game, moving in my own lane, got so tight. What it is. I was born to win and I ain't stopped. Just got a Benz and she cocked. Finna blow these raps, about to bring it back. Add a mo' cheese to my broccoli. Yeah, they run their mouth, but I caught it. Hold your mouth, you know you just frontin'. Money all in, never all out. Top flow, you know that we got it. Yeah, I'm on this, said I'm on that. Black and brown, got the both worlds on wax. Keep a bitch in the back of the lap. Tapping down a little game, got some good that you rolled at. Better know this, I never hold back. They gon' count it with a family in my cold map. Won't stop till my brother's in free. Mama, put your Bentley.
Get gone with the wind,
gone with the wind,
get gone with the wind,
gone with the wind.
I'm a bad ass nigga,
I'm a bad ass
nigga. Shut it up, gone to the pen.
Gone.
Got the NBA, I'm a fake bitch. Got the NHL, I'm a rich,
I'm a rich.
And if a bitch got ass, I'm up in the tail on the bitch. Hey, care with the bitch and the drop in the rug. New paint, drip, 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 drip. I'm dope like rocking a pot on the stove. Take a pick, 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 and I'm with my clip. Yeah, better run into the fans.
Hey.
Bad boy, put a price on the devil head.
Hey.
I ain't worried, but the price like a hella bread.
Hey.
I'm fly, get the hell up on my hella pad.
Yeah.
Get down with the wind.
Get down with the wind.
Your mom and a friend.
Your mom and a friend.
And your bitch.
And your bitch.
I'ma fuck all of them. Fuck the nut, all of them.
All of them.
Like fives in the rim.
Like fives
in the
rim.
Your bitch calling again.
Calling
tell me to bring a condom again.
Down.
Gone in the wind. Yeah.
I'm on another flight. My destination's cream. Cash rules everything around me, baby. I'm in a money machine dream. I'm sleeping, but I'm wide awake. Thanking God, cause today is a good day. Gotta get my grind started, so I gotta skate. The only motto of my hustle is getting to them pay. Never mind about the haters, cause they gonna hate. It's time to get this cheddar, cause I love cheese on my face. I'm about my Fetty and my Skrilla. It's appointments are pills up, and I'm trying to reach a miller. I'm thinking about this cash flow, dope boy, so I'm trying to get more dough. My mojo up the bar, cause I'm gaining green. I'm trying to live within my means, but I want the finer thing. I love when she cash out. Bank account on extra swole before I mash out. I love the smell of good green. Make no mistake, I'm in the money machine dream. I'm on another flight, flight. My destination's cream. Cash rules everything around me, baby. I'm in the money machine dream. Second mission of my expedition. My money machine doing the talking, so I hope you listen. She counting bread non-stop like cooking in the kitchen. I admire her so much when she counting, ain't no bitchin'. I'm on the 747 flight. All night taking clientele to sleep for hype. Never worrying about brands, we popping rubber bands. Baby girl can't stop counting, call it Candyland. I love spinning greenbacks. Stack for stack, rack for rack, so how you learn that? Mr. Pills, ATL, yes, I'm the fat Mac. Don't make dollars, don't make sense, partner, that's a fact.
That's right.
Gotta get it how you live. Live when you get it, cause it's all about cash and bills. I love the smell of bitter green. Make no mistake, I'm in the money machine dream. I'm on another flight, 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 flight. My destination's cream, 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 cream. Cash rules everything around me, baby. I'm in the money machine dream. I'm on another flight.
Come on, throw your hands in the sky.
Young.
little brother? No, that's ignorant. Oh, look, everyone, I told you I was alive.
Hey, what the hell are you doing inside my little brother?
Wee, I'm a child. I knew I was a child, see? Come on, let's play. Let's go climb a tree.
Oh, Frankie, come back here. Hey!
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Mr. Jackson, you can't do this. This is not your body.
No, I'm a little white child. Let's play.
You asshole, you're keeping a lot of other celebrities in purgatory, including the late and very talented Billy Mays.
No, that's ignorant. People are just ignorant and they lie and spread rumors about me, like that I'm dead. But if I was dead, how could I do this? Woo! Gotta be done, Simona.
What the hell are we going to do?
You know it.
West Coast really great, really tough night.
Because of the shape.
Bang out radio. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays at Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio, reality radio. You know it's Slap Sundays if you tuned in right now. Lil Hester, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, for sure. You was hanging out, man? You just wanted to stop by and get some shout outs and shit real quick.
Shit, I'm hanging out, man.
Okay, well, I mean, we ain't got too much time left. Just another little story I wanted to get into real quick about just how, you know, like I said, it's Sunday, man. Just dumb people. And then this also just shows not only should, you know, dumb people just get what's coming to them sometimes, also dumb people shouldn't have kids because then they're going to raise dumb kids. All right, and remember I said that when I explained what happened here. Now, there's a whole family up here. We got Clarice Jones, Paul Mickel, and their daughter, Olivia Jones, were arrested and charged with simple burglary of a religious building when mom, dad, and daughter robbed a church and then sold the items at their yard sale. And the church is like a block and a half from where their house was, where they were doing the yard sale. Like, how dumb can you possibly, I mean, it don't get no dumber than that. Let's go to deep. And then what's funny about this is because bitches be thinking shit's a joke, and I think it's funny because I'm looking at their mug shots right here, and you see the dude in the middle, you know, dude just got the typical mug shot, no smile, no nothing, this, that, or whatever. The wife got a regular, like, Kool-Aid smile and shit, you know what I mean? And the daughter looked like she taking a picture for a yearbook. You know what I mean? She got the big smile on her face. Like, y'all motherfuckers are going to jail. What the fuck are you laughing about? But, okay, now here's what happened. Now, according to the police, the family allegedly confessed to the authorities that they had reportedly robbed the Apostle Ministry Church for music equipment, generators, water coolers, electronics, and moreover, and this is a two-trip burglary spree because the church was under renovation. So, you know, while they was over there working on the church, trying to make the church a better place, these three motherfuckers robbed the place twice. They took two trips to the church. Now, during the police interrogation, the three suspects allegedly stated that Clarice, Olivia, and another person entered the church premises on the 12th of September to pilfer the items while Mikhail stood outside as the lookout. Now, hold on. Let me see some Paul. Now, ain't that some shit? Of course, the nigga would stand outside and be the lookout and send the woman inside, send the girls and shit inside to go get all the shit. You know, that shit. You know, usually I thought it was always the kid that was supposed to be the lookout, not the grown-ass man. But, again, I don't know what's going on in the world. Motherfuckers can't even rob shit, right? And, again, I'm not even talking about – I'm just talking about robbing other shit. Nobody should rob a fucking church, all right? There's certain shit is just off-limits. You know, motherfuckers is going straight to hell with gasoline draws on, robbing the church. That's why they're just so fucking dumb. But – and it's funny because on the night of the alleged first robbery, the mother was taken into custody – involving another case over something else. Now, in order to bail out the mom, the father and the daughter returned to the church, got some more shit, and then they had at the fucking yard sale. So they stole from the church that's a block. Let me just break this down just so y'all can understand how dumb these people are, all right? Now, they already stole from the place the first time. They got away with it, but the mother got caught on another case, all right? So now they're like, okay, well, let's go back to the church. This is the father and daughter thinking now. Let's go back to the church, rob some more shit, bring it back to the house, which is like a block and a half from where the church is, and let's have a yard sale and sell all the shit we just stole from the church. Like, hold on, say, I cannot make this shit up. I can't make it up, Queen. What do you think, Queen? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been listening in and out, but yeah. You definitely go in hell with gasoline draws. I agree with you on that. You just went and you sold it at a yard sale? Are you?
Now, here's what happened. Now, the detectives were tipped off. Of course, there's always a snitch. This is why you just can't get away with crime or anything no more anyway. Because in every hood, there's like 3-4 police have informants, motherfuckers just in there. It'll be the last motherfucker you even think of. You know what I mean? It ain't always a crackhead or some shit. But motherfuckers just got snitches in the hood and shit. Can't even do nothing. But the police were tipped off that the trio had been selling the stolen merchandise in the yard sale at their home, which is located, again, like I said, like a block and a half from the house. Now, when officers arrived at the Jones, at the residence, with the search warrant, they surveyed all the goods which had been reported missing. The items were strewed across the family's lawn for public sale.
Wow.
So when the police showed up, they had the warrant to search the premises, which they didn't even need to. And then they also had an itemized list of what was stolen from the church. So they could just look on the lawn and be like, well, there it is. Check, got that. Like, check, like, come
got
on.
Got it all. Just laid it out for the police to come get it.
Just laid it. I don't get it. And then, and then they went inside the residence. Detectives reportedly discovered the missing church. They discovered the water coolers in the living room. They stepped into the backyard. They came across the speakers. You know what I mean? And investigators, they managed to confiscate. They almost got all the shit back. They said they got about 95% of the shit recovered. And now all three of the suspects are currently being held in jail on $30,000 bond each. And this is mother, daughter, and son. This is what I mean. Just dumb people. Stupid. This makes no sense.
Wow.
You can't think you were actually going to get away with that. You can't think that.
They did.
Like I said, already you messing up robbing a church. Already God going to strike you down some shit way. But he just didn't waste no time. If I was God, let's just say, I'm not saying I am God, but let's just say if I was God, you know, if we want to be only for me, you know, those that believe in God, if I was God, you know, I see everything. I can do whatever I want. I'm looking at shit. I notice these motherfuckers just robbed the church. You know, I see this. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, they go back, rob it again. And then on top of that, I'm going to put some shit into work to get these people off. You know, it's like you're daring me to do something. You know, I would have rather see him get struck by lightning. That would have been more believable for me. You know what I mean? But at the same time.
But let's be real, though. Like, your mom was already in jail, so y'all went and robbed the church, and then y'all went back to sell
that was
stuff.
The warning,
so,
exactly.
So,
I got
so,
your mama.
I mean, that was the
that's
warning.
Your...
Right.
I got your mama. That's your warning,
oh
but hold
God.
On now. Let's go rob the same church. Oh, he was like, oh, so y'all just thought I was playing. Huh, that's what y'all God don't like ugly. Like I said, at the very least, if you're going to do ugly, you better leave God's shit alone. Leave his churches alone. Leave his preachers alone and shit. Although this preacher shit, did that shit start yet? No, it ain't started yet. Oh, I'm going to be first in line watching that first episode, man. I'm going to be taking notes on that shit so I can come on Slap Sundays and talk about that. That show, that reality show with the preachers, oh, I'm about to be on that shit. That's just going to be the only
reality show
I'm going to watch.
Which one? What are you talking about?
You don't know about this reality
show? They got a reality
show.
Nah.
We're following the preachers? When they talk about the preachers are like, I'm a preacher, but I'm a man first, and you know, I had a kid out of wedlock. They're exposing the preacher. They're going to church.
Okay. Wow.
And I need to see this shit because, like I said, I ain't nothing off limits. Obviously, ain't nothing off limits. And I want to at least watch the first episode. I want to watch the first episode so I can see how upset I'm about to be. Because, again, I'm not the holiest of people. I do believe in God, but I don't, like I said, I don't go to church. I don't follow like I probably should and everything like that. But, again, I don't fuck with God. You know what I mean? In a bad way. You know what I mean? I don't do shit that's, and this right here seems like it's going to be interesting. Like, it's going to be real, like, it's going to either, like, expose these preachers in a really bad way. Because already when the preacher, when I heard the little snippet when the preacher was like, yeah, I was supposed to be a man of God. I'm a preacher, but I'm a man first. Like, that just, that one statement right there even bothers me. Because even nuns, because nuns are women, but they're nuns first. You know what I mean? Like, is that, and you're supposed to be on top of that. So, already, and it's like, they got the flashy black dudes, these dudes riding around in Rolls Royces and shit. You know what I mean? Show me where all this shit come from. Let me see what y'all doing with the church's money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let me see what's up. Because these dudes is ballers. Like, I don't, they ballers. Preachers is ballers.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
I don't even want to speak badly, and like I said, I can't, because I don't know nothing about the preachers and everything. I'm going to see, they want to expose their lies out there. I'm going to watch the first episode, and I'm going to see. But, but again, I mean, as far as I know about church and everything like that, I mean, it's supposed to be nonprofit. Everything's supposed to go to the church and everything like that. But you know how preachers want to twist that, like, yeah, the church said I needed a new car. This, that, or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but it's just suspect, man. Because where's the money coming from? Your job is not, you're not getting paid for your job as a preacher. So, how you got a 30,000, you know, Benz Rolls, gold watches, and you know the shades? You would have thought these dudes were rappers. You know what I mean, or something like that. That's how they look. That's the image they give off.
Chains.
You know, chains, blinged out watches, mansion houses and shit. You know what I mean? You think these people is, you know, like on some other shit. You think they some drug dealers type shit. But now these are preachers. So I'm curious. But, again, I feel it's going to do more damage than it's going to do good. Because it's like, man, that's just the last straw, in my opinion. That's me. But, yeah, these dumb motherfuckers right here are going straight to hell, gasoline draws on. You just don't fuck with God. 9 times out of 10, if he's not going to get you in the afterlife, he's going to get you on this side. Now he's going to send them to church. Motherfuckers going to be in there reading the Bible and shit. Like, why did I do this? Why did I? Yeah, because your dumb ass did some dumb shit. Like, that's just, it's just bad enough as it is. You know, you don't got to tempt shit to happen to you. You know, like.
That's the sad part.
It's like you all see the videos of people be fucking with the animals, right? You know, like the crocodile people or whatever. Like, I'm going to stick my head in the crocodile's mouth or my hand in there and snatch it out before it bites down on my arm and shit or something like that or whatever. You be secretly hoping that motherfucker bite that motherfucker head off, because what are you doing that for? Why?
Right.
What's the point? And then if it does it, then they want to laugh at that. They want to be mad at the animal. That's what animals do. They eat shit. They kill shit. Like, that's what the fuck they do. When you put something in a crocodile's mouth, it's going to bite it and rip it off and try to swallow that shit. That's what it does. I've seen many nature videos. You know what I mean? That's what they do. You don't want to get caught by that motherfucker. You sit up there like, ha-ha. Like, ha-ha. Like, nah, you know. Never gonna happen. I don't understand people. I don't. Like I said, I don't understand the world. It's not making no sense to me. But like I said, we're gonna get ready to get out of here, y'all, man. A little Esther, man, any shout out you wanna give real quick, man. Let people know they can find your music, all that good shit and everything. Esther.
What's up?
Oh, there you go, man. I was about to say, man, any shout out you wanna give real quick, man, we're about to get up out of here, man. Let people know they can find your music, all that good shit.
What happened? Your phone?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay, man. It sounds like you're going in and out, man. You all right? What I'm saying is, I mean, we're about to get up out of here, man. Any shout outs you want to give? Let people know where they can find your music. You know, all that good shit.
Oh, this is YouTube. It's youtube.com/realnigga251. You can find me on Twitter at the real Esther, THERELLIESTER.
All right, there it is, man. Make sure y'all support those that support Bang Out Radio, man. Little Esther, man, holla at us anytime, man. Good looking out. And then Queen V, any shout outs you want to give real quick? Anything you want to say to anybody before we get up out of here?
No shout outs tonight. But you guys can follow me on Twitter at Cali Queen V. Make sure you guys follow Bang Out Radio. We also have a Twitter at Real Bang Out. Facebook, follow the Facebook page or like the Facebook page, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. Thank you as always. See you on Wednesday. All right. And then, like I said, I'm going to play the music out for the rest of the show. But, it's been a good night. Like I said, there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world. And you just – and if dumb shit finds me and I'm not looking for it, then I know people that are looking for it are going to find it. So I don't know what more advice to give people is just, like, just leave – just do what you got to do for yourself. Make shit work. You know, be positive. Don't do extra shit. If you're going to do wrong, do it right. There's a kind of right way to do wrong shit. I know it's fucked up, but still, just don't not give a fuck. Because, again, that shit may be fun. That shit may be this, that, or whatever, but it always comes back around. Trust me, I know. I've been the nigga that hasn't given a fuck before, and I feel like I'm still paying for that shit now, you know? So, again, I can only tell you what I know. So, again, make sure you keep supporting Bang Out Radios. Keep supporting those that support Bang Out Radio. Like I said, every Slash Sunday is right here, 7 to 9. Triple M show tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Monday, Mo Music Monday, all music, no talk. So you don't got to hear me say nothing. West Coast Wednesday, something nice with my co-host Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, 9 to 11. And then, what is it, Fuck You Fridays, every Friday from 6 to 8, just all talk. And, we're right back here again. So shout out to Jessie. Thanks for hanging out. Alphonse, Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week this week. Make sure you check her out as well. And, I think I'm ending on that as far as me talking or saying anything. So a couple more tracks before we get up out of here, and I'll see y'all tomorrow night. I'm out.
Turn up, counting paper, make a player wanna turn up, triple stack up in my body.
Just me.
Turn up, can't go to sleep, all I can do is go in. Turn up,
everything green, green,
I'm fresh up off the runway, tied up for like 2 days. Blast off on Friday and ain't coming back till Sunday. I skipped the whole weekend and Pluto, bitch, I'm freaking. I'm trying to get some Mars pussy. Fuck a human being, I'ma turn up to the max. Blowing rellos with my people. Take a bitch and tell her that I ain't fucking in my people's. I ain't jumping in the cash. She said, hurry up, told her put the girl up in your shower. Turn it up, drop that ass. See the phone. Sick, blow the bar. But should you so unarmed and dangerous? Well, I am too. Bust at me, bitch, I bust at you. All over your face and your hair too. I ain't playing when I say that. I'm so sky high, grip my feet like I don't even know what the fuck I'm on. Run up on a film man like, what's up, nigga? You said I'm out my mind. So the mind know, but I really feel fine. I'm trying to turn up one more time.
I'm on my way to the moon. Take out. Get to me soon. You be left in the back. Got a bad bitch in my room.
What you doing?
She with us in my room. Got a couple things we gon' do. First thing, turn up the volume.
Right there.
Turn up.
Counting paper, make a play. I wanna
turn up.
Triple stack up in my body. I'm a
turn up.
Can't go to sleep. All I can do is go in.
Turn up. Turn up.
Shout out to Money Mitch. Shouts out to Eddie Kane. Talking about my crew wrong. It shouts out that for the thing. Always turning up. Ain't gon' never turn down. Here I'm turn that down. If she a stallion, turn her down. Girl, I'm a bee.
Girl, I'm a bee.
And a dog.
And a dog.
Triple stack.
Triple stack.
That what she on.
She on.
I broke my nigga.
She
fucked my boy.
My boy.
Smoking loud. Can't kill the dog. Now watch me turn up in this bitch. All the hoes think we treating, cause we throw $1,000 in the same. Eddie breathing, my brain's stuck on high. Shades on them fire. Walk around the whole club like the wolf of your mind. Look at shine, fuck a light show. Tell her why they can't stand us. Walk in this bitch with no damn manners. Came here to turn up for your camera. Came here to shit all on your standards. Down from stages, get the jamming. Gone to the moon tonight, no kidding. Show these hoes what my kids look like, not in them go.
I'm on my way to the moon.
Take out.
Don't know when I'll be back, yeah. You don't get to me soon. You be left in the back, yeah. Got a bad bitch in my room.
What you doing?
She with us in my room,
yeah.
Got a couple things we gon' do. First thing, turn up the volume.
Right there.
Turn up.
Counting paper, make a play, I wanna
turn up,
triple stack up in my body, I'm a
turn up,
can't go to sleep, all I can do is go in,
turn up,
yeah,
turn up,
yeah, yeah.
www.thevoicemedia.com.
I'm jaded. The devil got my eyes closed. I'd do anything to get the dough. Fast cars and alcohol. Prada and polo until I get a halo. I'm so jaded. I sign a deal and I feel like I haven't made it. I'm living life like I'm bulletproof. It brings a tear to my eye when I see the coup. I see clear through the gray goose. It turned purple when I add grape juice. Yeah, pour up a glass, drink it all up. Getting money forever, that's what they call us. Yeah, always smoking on the best cake. I don't get high no more, baby, I levitate. Yeah, the fast life is what I'm living in. Skin green from the money that I'm swimming in. Yeah, at first they wouldn't let us in, but somehow we became their medicine. I'm jaded, yeah. Your creeper. Yeah, got the shit. Ball it up. Let's get high, man.
I'm high. The guy got my eyesight. Done whatever hustle just to get my money right. True religion, Gucci, Louis V, you probably hear me playing Prince, leaning with your bitch beside me. I'm blow. A satellite system just blew right by me. I'm blow. Up in the air like a pair of white Nikes. Like looking down, holding the head of your dime piece. I'm blow. Like a swish of sweet stuff with the purple leaves.
Yeah. I'm driving with my eyes closed. Maybe it's because I'm smoking on them pine cones. Or maybe it's the hydro. I don't know, but it sure got my mind on. I can't help it, I see Elvis, I'm so blown. I can't stop it, I see two pockets, I'm so blown. I'm so blown.
Yeah, it's Attack of the Auto-Tunes, nigga. Brass spit.
Hood bound bitch.
Yeah.
Fade them all, nigga. Fresh.
Fade them all to faculty all. With your boys the game. Hood bound representative. Hood bound. Fresh with it the name.
Fresh.
Ripping through the sector.
Yeah.
Territory so love. Get down and lay down. Nigga. Give it up and get rolled up. Black chucks like shown up. I make you niggas kiss them. You pop a nigga first thing, you ain't gotta diss them. Since niggas don't listen, I'm itching to catch another one. Catch a nigga slipping and sticking. Rip out his horn and lung. Pay attention, bitch. You niggas better listen up. You facing annihilation. Hesitation to get you stuck. So fuck it, let's get it cracking. Attacking my adversaries. You niggas, you got me twisted. Man, most of you niggas scary. Pack rap, says the evil flow. Lethal on the bitch, pimping on the hoe. Vandalize the mic, till rock the show. Fresh the best with it, the ride of Mac 4. I'm twisted, stay 450. The hollow point spit, leave your shit shape shifted. From a distance, I split your shit in half. Don't make a nigga laugh, ain't no fucking with my staff. You wanna clash, but the crash in the wake. Niggas dash when I'm mad and I blast with the cake.
What you say, nigga?
Deliver the killer blow. If you niggas got a problem, just holler that nigga foe.
No matter what. When I do some things, this ain't gonna change. You people talking long distance, never step in my range. Now these niggas wanna gangbang, bitches wanna act strange. I'm smoking weed and making money. I just wanna maintain a very simple mainframe. I'm killing any track I'm on. Cody B, I'm with it. Now let's carry on. Now you know me if you did. I'm always in the LA fitted. Even with my fingerprints and DNA, I get acquitted. I done fucked a lot of bitches. I'm be with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed to change. Fucked a whole lot of bitches. I'm be with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed
to change.
Yeah, I got joke on what I see, I gotta laugh. I ain't dissing, I just don't be kissing on no nigga ass. I'm twisted, damn, I'm twisted. My dick so heavy, two bitches gotta lift it. But they let it share, when suck the dick, won't lift the balls. When I call, they drop draws, me tearing down walls. Pass the magnum hard hat, bitch,
I'm a rider.
Niggas pass blunts, bitches pass me they vagina. If you wanna hate, then do your job. I don't give a fuck, my middle finger stuck. Do you see it? Let me raise it up. Gotta let it 80 proof. Puffin' on a sticky dick, a molly and a fizzle. And I didn't even pay a cent. I
I'm bent. Takes off, let's go.
Put that powder on her booty, now I'm playing with my nose. Game shifted, so sadistic. I don't need your help, I can get myself twisted.
We twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing. Cause we twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing.
Nigga, don't get it twisted. Residential. Potato on a pistol. Hood Amber. West South Central. Learn my game from the streets and the originals. Hood geeks. Push that cushion and Molly. Plaguing it in the city with A1 product. Tell little mama bust over and come and join the party. The function we wasted off of cush drinking Molly. I'm different. Deliberate. The city's corrupted, so catch me with two diligence. Shady's hitting five because she knows she a bad bitch. And we don't steal no rap. We go out there and get it. Bitch, huh? Got me twisted. I can show you a good time, but there will be no tricking. That's a bad bitch. She can get it. West with it. Huh? My dick game vicious. Haters get hung on hood brown premises. Knowing the game with it, we hunt for you deliberate. Turn that shit down, cause you will get the business. Fade them all with no exemption.
Let me get one more.